This episode of the Cutting Edge Podcast is brought to you by GlassGadget.com. Showcase Innovations creates tools that help shower door installers be more efficient and save time. Check out GlassGadget.com for more information.
All right. Hello, my shower door people. Good to see you. I am so excited to have this little chat about all things shower doors with you guys. So we've got a little group here. It's kind of small right now, but I'm sure people will be showing up late, you know, because people have important things to do. But if you are here, I'm glad that you could join us. If you would like to join us here on the Zoom call, you can do that. I know people have been having a little bit of
accident
getting the link to work. So I'll be watching the chat room there to see if anybody's in there saying, help, I can't get in. I've fallen and I can't get up. But, if you haven't done so yet, you should really sign up for the newsletter. So then if you like miss a call, you can get caught up in just a couple of paragraphs, nothing really long. Try to keep it like pretty brief and to the point. So there's not a whole bunch of stuff to go through, but, a little recap of what we talked about last week and what you can expect going forward. Pretty excited about this whole networking opportunity for us shower door people. Looking at putting together a co-op. Christina's doing a lot of work. Whenever I see the information she's put together, I'm pretty impressed. She's like really going at it, so that's pretty cool. So I don't know if she's out there trying to get into the call and can't get on, or she's probably driving from her dance class or something. But
how do you sign up for that? I missed that part.
That is a great question. Robert, how does somebody sign up for that?
Howdy. For anyone listening post-call, you can just email me at rob@gep.glass. That's rob@gep.glass. And that's it. Email that domain and I can make sure you're getting the newsletter. For anyone else, I'll post a link in the chat and then we can post it in the Facebook.
So if we're getting the newsletter, are we getting the what's going on with the co-op?
Yes, we will be posting updates to that newsletter about everything. One section is Chris's introduction for his thoughts on the week. The next section is a recap of the call, highlighting whatever points we talked about.
Yeah.
There will be video snippets included, little 30, 60 second snippets that will lead back to the YouTube video so you can catch your recap on the go. And then we'll add sections for whatever else y'all would like to be included in a weekly email to you that is discussed in the group or whatever other ideas you have. Feel free to email us and we can include that in that newsletter that goes out to y'all.
Yeah, I've got that part. Yep.
Yeah, there's a lot going on, and that. Thanks, Rob, for being willing to just kind of be the point of contact for that, because we got a lot of irons in the fire, you know. So, but Rob can get you onto the right track to what you really want, and just kind of bypass all that stuff like you're not interested in. Not that there is anything that you're not interested in. Sure, you're interested in all of it, but right there in the chat. There's some links posted. I'm going to also like post these over in the Facebook chat so that nobody misses out. Awesome. So hey, what are you guys doing out there? What is there something you're doing for the holidays? Do you have some kind of a party plan? I know the Dobbins, like they posted their thing. They're, you know, those guys, they're first class. When I grow up, I want to be like those guys. You can tell they take care of their people. You know, it's like if I'm ever looking for a job, I'm going, that's where you'll find me. I'm going to work for those guys. Not there yet.
But it's nice when you can go outside this time of year and have your party outside. That means you're in a pretty good location.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I mean,
unfortunately, we'll be inside under the heaters, but we're inviting all of our folks in for lunch and a hangout Friday of next week before everybody leaves for the holiday. We're going to bring in employees and families and their kids and have a big meal with everybody, have some, hopefully some gifts for all the kids, you know, that kind of thing. So
that's awesome. That sounds really good.
We're hoping to have probably close to 50 people by the time we're done with everybody. So be a pretty good deal.
Yeah, we do the same thing. Actually, ours is a Saturday. We do a little catering, and then we set up right here in our office and our showroom, move everything around, and then we do the White Elephant. Everybody brings a gift, and we just make a whole thing. And then we have we bought things through the years to raffle out for the guys, you know, to give away. So then one of these lucky guys is gonna walk away with a 50-inch TV. I don't know which one is gonna be, but we got one of them.
Christmas bonuses or set bonuses as well, Adrian, or just the party and stuff?
We do a bonuses as well. We give them money. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we got about 50. Oh yeah, we have about 50 people plus their kids and everything too. So there's this one girl that works for us, man. Hopefully she doesn't bring her kids. Oh God, I'll pull my hair out of my head.
Hopefully she doesn't watch the Zoom call either.
Oh no, she doesn't. Oh no, she knows how I feel about her kids already. Like oh. And my blood pressure, I got to take my blood pressure pill before they come. Get some rope, roll them up.
Sweet. So Christmas is on Monday this year, right? So so that means New Year's Day is also on Monday. What are you guys going to do? Take Monday off and work Tuesday and Friday or what?
I'm taking the whole week off.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Are you closing down for the week?
Oh, just me. The other guys have the word. No, I'm taking the whole week off.
Yeah, you know, when Christmas falls in the middle of the week, like on a Wednesday or Thursday.
Hey, we give 3 weeks vacation here. So, I mean, they get enough. I don't take my vacation until like almost the end of the year. So... yeah, they get 3 weeks. So plus, now stupid Newsom has that 1 week sick pay now. Like, forget that moron. Yeah.
Now, do any of you guys close down for that week in between?
No.
Negative.
Yeah, like there's a couple shops around here that are closed down for the week, and all my suppliers are shut down. They all shut down for that week.
They do?
Yeah. Yeah, so whatever I don't get, you know, by Christmas, to schedule, I'm beat for a week. You know, if I don't have material in, I'm out.
Yeah, it used to be like that. All our suppliers used to close down for inventory. Now we call them up, and now they're all gonna stay open.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I checked in with everybody last week, and yeah, they're all closing down.
Hey Chris, Brad is trying to get in. He can't get in.
What's that now?
Hey, Brad is trying to get in, and he can't get on the site.
Brad?
Yeah, Lennon.
Brad's here.
Christine's dead. Is he in?
Yeah, he's right there.
Brad's here.
Oh, he wasn't before.
Yeah, Brian, we did the full week last year because it made more sense last year with the calendar.
Oh, there he is.
But we didn't do it this year. We're doing Monday, Tuesday for both holidays.
Okay.
So we can at least get 3 days of work in, you know, because I mean, I don't know about everybody else. We're running behind with, you know, various things. So
in there.
So 4 day weekend for Christmas and New Year.
Yeah. I just follow what the union does.
What are they doing?
They take Friday, designated day.
Okay.
And Christmas Day, and then back to work on Tuesday.
Friday and Monday. So still 4 day weekend.
Yeah, 4 day weekend.
That's cool.
I just go and look at their calendar and I follow that.
Yeah, trying to figure out what we'll do here. I have employees now, so it's like I got to think about like that. That's kind of a trip.
Yeah. Oh, you were by yourself for a while, huh? Lucky you.
A long while. Yeah, years. So
yeah.
Yeah, I see Shannon's on. I want to ask her about U.S. Glass taking over HMI.
Good luck with that one.
Do you know anything about that?
Well, just the email that I posted, I couldn't believe it. I mean, here we are on Tuesday and they're going find another supplier. And I've got two lined up. We're thinking about, well, we did our first order with Arizona. So we're trying that out. We're still kind of looking at Alumax. I'm not familiar with their products, so we want to see the product. I'm kind of more familiar with Arizona. So, I mean, here we go, rushing to figure out what we're going to do. We're talking to every supplier out there. We're spending all this time on it. We get it figured out. We get our first order. I mean, we're rushing because we had three orders that they didn't fill. You know, and our customer, tell our customer, hey, brand new supplier, we got to figure this out. And he's like, keep me in the loop. So we rush as fast as we can. We get a new supplier set up. And then the day after, they're like, oh, hey, look, we did this merger, what acquisition, or I guess the Arizona guy said, hey, you know, Cardinal's been for sale for a long time. Like, really? And he's like, yeah, I guess they can't find any buyers. So they finally gave up. So dumb. I'm sorry,
yeah,
but just
something like that in 3 days.
Dumb.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Just dumb.
Hey Shannon, the Alumax product is good.
Okay.
Well with it. What the problem we have is the service from our local distributorship.
Mm.
That's the problem we have. So, but they've got great shower doors. And there's a lot of things that that I like about them.
So. Yeah, so then our distributor would be different, who are West Coast. I've been in contact with their main sales rep, but yeah, I mean, that you never know. I mean, you could have a great product and then all over the country, different people have different experiences when it comes to the customer service side of it.
Well, it goes from the top, as you know, and their corporate now, I think, is somewhere in Texas. Mm-hmm. Even though they originated in Magnolia, Arkansas. And, you know, one of the issues we have is the payments. It's like they want you to give them a credit card number every time they run it. And, you know, it's real inconvenience because it's all the time. Hopefully you won't have that problem.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I don't know. We kind of like the Arizona product, so we're kind of excited on that one. We don't want to, you know, we don't want to stop looking and at possibilities, but we like Arizona so far.
Arizona is really close. Yeah. Arizona is really close to HMI.
Go ahead. Yeah, what I was going to say is, yeah, I just signed up with Arizona and Dreamline, so I thought maybe I might look at their products a little more close, and because we're looking for a better solution also, and if they have a nice breadth of product, you know, a lot of different options and things, then that could be a good solution.
So does anyone know this U.S. Glass Tempering that took over HMI?
Yeah, I know who they are.
Yeah,
I order for them. Yeah,
yeah,
I order them for every once in a while.
You know, as soon as they get rid of the billboard off their tempering glass logo, I'd buy from them.
You know about that, Theo?
The bug on that thing? I mean, God, it looks like the billboard on the side of the road, you know? I told the sales gal, I said, you get rid of that thing and I'll buy for you. I'm not advertising your, you know, that's huge.
Who's your sales rep, Tim? U.S. Glass.
Well, she's at... Glass Fab now. Christine? No, can't think of her name now.
I got Arvin. I got Arvin, right? Over there at Glass Fab.
Yeah. But those, like Arizona shower doors, all those doors are cloned off of the work right shower doors, you know, started back in the 70s, you know.
And the best one out of them is the OBS. You guys are missing out. You guys don't use the OBS, you guys are missing out.
Yeah.
Hands down, the best lighter system on the market. You're going to find nothing better. Yeah. None.
No, because Work Right started back in the 70s, and they got big, and they franchised all across the United States. And then they wanted everybody to buy, you know, X amount of dollars, and they all said, you know, the heck with you, and they cloned everything. And that's why you have Arizona shower door and everything that looks like same thing. With
One time you were able to interchange some of their parts when one broke down. When WorkRite went out, I was able to interchange a lot of WBS with their unit, or even Cardinal, or Arizona.
I mean, WBS took WorkRite and proved it 100%+.
Yes, they're a very good company. Yeah. Everything about them, I'm not trying to be biased or nothing, but they're supreme over any other bypass company. I put that on my life.
And even their door and panels are the greatest too. I mean,
yes, they are.
You can't beat them.
Yes.
Well, Tim recommended them to me, but I called them up and I could only get metal from them. They would send over CPACs, but no glass. They just don't distribute outside of their area. Yeah. So you gotta live.
And they don't give any break on them, on the KDs.
Say that again?
They don't give you a break on the KDs, you know.
Yeah. So I start looking at, you know, we can fabricate our own glass, but I start looking at the price of doing that and putting it with the KVs, it just doesn't pencil out.
What product did you say is supreme?
We call it WBS out here.
Wardrobe and Bath Specialties.
Yeah.
Out of Modesto.
Yeah.
They're good. You know, I've had the same experience. Like, you know, that's one of the very first companies that sold to me when I was like brand new. So they've got kind of a special place in my heart. You know, it's like, I think I've been doing business with WBS. I'm sure of it, longer than any other company. So it's like, they were willing to deliver to me, you know, so that was cool, but it ain't cheap. You know, I'll order a sliding bypass enclosure. It's about really the only like manufactured kit thing that we do anymore. And they're expensive, man. I'll be paying like $600 or something.
For what?
For like a sliding bypass enclosure, quarter inch.
Really?
Yeah, like a full height.
What size?
Yeah, like the TE2000, like 60 inches wide, 70, you know, 72, 76.
Whatever. So I pay like $230 for that.
And you... You have to talk with them.
Are you serious? Yeah.
If you don't mind me asking, Adrian, what's your volume? Because we're paying about the same as Chris's, and they're our main semi-frameless supplier.
What's my volume?
Yeah.
I buy probably maybe about 4 or 5 units a week. Like, I got a bunch of them sitting right now I got to install, you know, before I leave.
You know what? I don't. I probably sell one every month or two. I'll probably, you know what? After having this conversation, I think I'm going to stop. I think I'm not going to. Yeah, because they are. That's what they're charging me. They're charging me as much as I pay for 3/8, you know, like, yeah. I can buy a whole 3/8 enclosure for that. Now I charge them accordingly, you know. So I guess it's okay.
I'm just curious because I don't do 4 or 5 a week, but we're about at least 2 to 3 maybe every other week.
Yeah. Sometimes it's 2 or 3 for me. That's very, sometimes it varies to 1 or even none sometimes. All depends, you know. Like last 2 weeks, I was ordering a bunch of them. I just, okay, you know, people don't want to pay the, you know, the Cambridge price or, you know, the Crescent. All right, fine, I'll sell you, you know, SC2000 shoes. Still make, you know, good profit on those. I actually mark up my set my frameless sliders more than I do my my frameless, because ain't nobody around my area does them. So I'll eat it up all day like that. I don't care.
Yeah, you know?
These three eighths sliders.
Huh?
These 3/8 sliders or 1/4-inch sliders?
The last one I got was a 1/4-inch bypass closure. 49. Oh, this is custom. So that's probably why.
Oh yeah, custom.
It was a custom size. That's why.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Because it was over $600. But it's like, but you know, I charge accordingly. I mean, if someone's willing to pay like $1,500 for a bypass tub enclosure, then okay, I'll do
that's
it.
That's how much I charge.
Yeah, me too.
That's how much I get, and people are paying for it. I'm like, okay.
Sometimes it's really the only solution. You know what I mean? I mean, sometimes it is. And that's why we continue to offer that, because it's like, I hate to tell someone no, especially if I'm already doing another job for them.
Yeah. And then like Chris says, I mean, I've been with them for 25 years. I know all the girls that work in the office. I talk to the manager. If I have an issue, she takes care of me very well. I mean, I've been with them for 25 years, man. That's all I've been using.
We've been with them since 17 is when we officially, you know, opened. Yeah. So we've got a pretty good relationship with them, with, you know, Monica and
yeah, you just got to talk to them. Maybe because you guys are in a Bay Area, maybe it takes a little longer to get. I don't know. Maybe.
Well, no, because we're out of Fresno or Clovis. Okay. Yeah. Where are you out of, Adrian?
I'm in. I'm about 30 minutes north of Sacramento.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, Adrian, I'm late to the game. What's the name of the company again? I'm late to this game.
It's Wardrobe and Bath Specialties, WBS, out of Modesto.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't think you're going to find it anywhere. They're not nationwide. They're just here in Northern California.
Well, they
go pretty far, you know.
They go down to Arizona.
I mean, we can't
get it out here, Mike. I don't think you have to worry about it. They ain't coming to
I was going to say, I don't think they're delivering to hillbilly country.
Nah, they're not coming our way.
Send a truck. They'll fill you up, but that's the only way.
Yeah, there you go.
All of you guys band together. Send a truck cross country. Pick those up.
The best part is they deliver at night.
Oh, yeah, they do.
You come to work in the morning and it's inside the shop.
That's what I like about them too, because I could schedule work with my guy. Okay, man. I need to find something from the deal. All right. Well, I know I'm getting this shower unit. I'll give it to him, and in the morning he'll be there. Yeah. And then I request for my rollers to be attached to the glass. So the only thing I got to do is throw in the truck, just tidy up a little thing, throw it in, and install it. Done in about an hour.
Yeah.
You get paid.
Yeah.
And who do some of you East Coast guys use?
I use HMI, Basco, man. And I'm not real thrilled. You guys are talking about Basco prices that I've not seen before.
Basco. Okay.
Yeah. That's old.
Yeah.
They've been around forever. Yeah.
And where are they?
Basco's made a resurgence on the East Coast.
75, 615, you know, some stock stuff. I mean,
for 3/8
glass? 3/8. No, Brian. Quarter.
Okay. Yeah, that's high. That's high for quarter. That's high for quarter.
Yeah. And OBS, they have a nice 5/16 and even 3/8 slider too. Pretty nice.
Well, we can't get it, Adrian, so stop talking about how great it is.
Oh, I'm just saying. Yeah. I mean.
Oh, man, and the delivery is so good. No, just.
It is.
I mean,
it is
good.
People talking about Alumax or Arizona. Does it bother anybody that they're a Dreamline, like they bought Dreamline, they're a dealer, and then your customer can go to Lowe's and Home Depot and buy the exact same product. Mm-hmm. I know the pricing is different. I know their stick. I've heard the whole thing, but that always gets me is they can buy the same exact product in a big box store.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure they can buy the same exact product. I mean, they can buy Dreamline, but they can't buy the Arizona product.
Arizona specific stuff. No, right. But they've branded it all together now.
Huh.
So we used to have Dreamline reps that would come in regularly to talk to us that were just Dreamline reps before the Arizona Dreamline merger. And I was like, I don't care if my pricing's better. I'm literally around the corner from Lowe's. I could throw a rock into the Lowe's from our building. So I was like, it's just not a good practice for me, but it's still something. And I've talked to Arizona, but it's still something that's in the back of my mind all the time is, you know, if you tell anybody like go to this website and look at this product, then they're looking at, are you Dreamline or is it not? It gets a little confusing for me. So that's just, I'm just asking if anybody else has thought about it that way. Cause that always sticks with me is that factor.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We were definitely kind of taken back. I was when the rep called and, or when he emailed, because he had Dreamline in his byline. And we have been, I mean, Dreamline's like a dirty word in our place, because we tried installing it for a couple of people, just, you know, friends and favors, and we regretted it every single time. And so we are like anti-Dreamline. But I mean, we have, so around here we've got Agolite, and Agolite at one point bought Holcomb, and Holcomb was the brand that you would find at Lowe's and Home Depot, and then Agolite was the better brand. And so I don't know that I care if they're a company that has two brands, or, you know, as long as I'm buying a good brand and this lesser brand is all they can get over at Home Depot. I don't know too much about the details of it, but that's kind of how it struck me.
This would be a good topic to maybe bring up later, because at the glass show, it dawned on me the last day, I told Christina, I said, you know, we ought to look at the Arizona shower door and Dreamline. And the only reason I was thinking that is because if you can get a special price on it, that is a lot cheaper than what the homeowner can buy it from Home Depot, which I don't know. I mean, maybe somebody on this call can tell me that, but they have promised me, and they just sent me some price information. I haven't had a chance to really delve into it yet, but my belief is that our price would be a lot cheaper than if we went to Home Depot, or anybody goes to Home Depot for that matter. And if you can buy it for a lot cheaper than they can get it at Home Depot, then you still can make that margin. Plus, obviously, they know that there's an installation cost, you know, they don't want to install it. And if you're willing to warranty your product, then I think you'll be able to get customers to, you know, to look at you and ignore the big box store. So
my experience is the price is less, but when you say a lot less, that depends on what you consider a lot less. For the product and the how kind of muddy it is for me, I don't think it's enough less. That's just my opinion. If I had a hole I was trying to fill, now Shannon's situation is very different because she got stuck. So when you're stuck, you've got to find a way out of that situation. Mm-hmm. But we buy from HMI. And I know that everybody's experiences are different because I've talked to people East Coast, West Coast, everything with HMI. We have a great relationship with HMI. Do they have problems? Yes, but it seems like every manufacturer we deal with has problems. So I don't get super excited about pushing anybody because I don't, you know, rep those companies, but we're the largest HMI buyer in the Southeast. So I obviously have a good relationship and it works out well for us, but you know, I've tested the waters on numerous of them and it just hasn't worked for us, but it's very much like everything else. It's kind of, you get to know people and then you make a relationship with inside sales, outside sales, and then you kind of take off from there. So that's really where we've succeeded is getting relationships built with the reps. And that's made a huge difference. So.
Can I just jump in and ask a pricing question? Again, I was a little bit late here, but a quarter inch, you know, like what we call semi-frameless stock door, 60 or 58 by 72. What are you guys in general paying for something like that?
Brushed nickel, chrome, or
brushed nickel is predominant, but you know, Rush Nickel. A lot, we're doing a lot of matte black too, but.
I mean, I can answer it quickly. We don't do quarter inch anything. So I haven't bought a quarter inch unit in a long time. Okay. But if we, when we did, I want to say we were in the 300 range, something like that. If it was stock, it could be a little less. If they're, you know, a lot of the stock quarter inch units, they'll buy a bunch and they want to get rid of them. Right. So you can catch them in the 250 to 300 range, or regular, you might be in the full 300 to 400 range, something like that would be my guess. But I haven't put in a quarter inch sliding unit in probably 4 or 5 years. So. Okay.
Well, it sounds like there's a real opportunity for somebody to step into that market, you know. Think about, you know, we talk about networking across the country, referral network or co-op or whatever. I mean, that's another thing that Mick Shannon was talking about. Oh, you know, send a truck and load it up. But I mean, really, why couldn't we? Why couldn't we put together our own kit, right, Katie? Figure out how to do that and do that inexpensively. Because the glass is easy to come by, right? If you're going to do quarter inch or even 3/8 or whatever, if you had the kits and, you know, your standard sizes, I mean, you could stock those. I mean, you could fill up a shipping container with those things. And there's no shelf life, right? I mean, it lasts for, in fact, they're probably going to appreciate in value over time, you know? Mm. And then just be, you know, just, you know what your glass sizes are. You just order them as needed. If it's going to be clear or rain or whatever.
We have a local competitor that's their claim to fame. That's what they do. They went to China and they bought all of these extruded pieces, and they build quarter inch stuff. And, you know, we have at it, enjoy. But they, you know, they'll beat us every time on prices there. And, you know, so we do frameless glass, they do semi-frameless, and we all lived happily ever after. But I know they must get some fantastic pricing with this container load of metal that they buy. Mm-hmm. A couple of locations too along the West Coast.
Yeah, I know here it's like, I definitely don't want to be getting, like, taking extrusions and cutting them up and, like, you know, putting stuff, you know, I mean, no way. But we do, like I was saying earlier, I mean, we almost have to offer like a bypass for a top. You know, I mean, if our customers need one, you know, and to be able to have those already put together, kind of the way that, like, we're talking about WBS, you know, they send out, of course, you can't have this, Billy, but you know, they send out just a box, you know, a box with, the extrusions, you know, header sill jams, and a little kit, you know, the hangers and guide, whatever, screws. I mean, if we could get together somehow and put some of those together, it would be awesome to have those, you know? And then, I mean, just about, even for people who don't do, like us, we just do frames. We don't do, you know, stick stall, whatever type things. With the exception of those like sliding bypass doors, you know.
Mm-hmm. Same here. Now, Chris, you were talking about you bought that slider and you had it custom made. And it was quarter inch. And you sold it for how much?
Oh gosh, it's probably like $1,500,
$1,800,
something like that.
Holy moly! Yeah, you could have used the Sierra Lawrence cottage.
Yeah,
the headers look like a 2x4 up there. They're too big.
Yeah.
Well, they are, but if you go high with it, they look pretty darn good, especially the CK, which doesn't have the jams.
Yeah.
Man, I tell you what, I've sold a lot of those, and there's a retirement center called Celebration celebration of life. But these people buy the, or they lease these units, and they put in these shower doors because they don't furnish the shower doors, their curtains. And because they're old people, you know, I'm worried that they're going to fall or try to support themselves on the shower door. Well, the cottage DK does include the side jams, but what makes this thing so stout is that the header can be drilled into the wall with two screws on each side and supported by the side jams. If somebody wants to hang off of that door, they can easily. So I'm sold on it. I mean, I've spanned those things a lot wider than most doors, no problem. So, and it's, you could have done, you probably could have saved some money actually on that and given them a 3/8 door.
Yeah, but it's extra work. See, that's the thing. It's like the labor is what costs us, mm-hmm. our time and our labor. So to be able to have these guys, like, you know, like Tim's saying, they just drop it off in the middle of the night. You come in the morning and they're there.
Well, what's the extra work? Because you just order the glass.
Yeah.
And we just got
to order it separately. You take delivery of the kit, you know, the metal pack, however CRL sends it to you, open it up, you unwrap it. Each individual part, you know, and then you take delivery of the glass. Right. It's a lot more. I mean, it's really convenient just to have the thing delivered to you.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. We don't have that problem because we have a Sarah Lawrence distributorship, and we have a weekly, you know, delivery from them.
Right. But.
But I showed that header to a lot of people. They wouldn't go.
Yeah, the header is huge.
That header is like a...
It is. But, I mean, you can go up, you know, 80-some-odd inches if you want. And, you know, I think it looks good when it's real high.
Yeah.
WBS has an 80-inch center height.
Yeah, with 3/8 glass. And the header is perfect, you know.
Yep. Yeah, same header, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, it's
out here.
Yeah.
One or the other. It just depends on what's your preference.
I just did 180 inches by 72, SC5000 with 3/8 by 5/16 glass.
Yeah,
for a customer, turned out real nice. Cost them $1,700, but it's a big shower.
Yeah,
you know, matte black, and put some diamond seal on that. Got extra money for that one, And I even ordered some grab bars they wanted, so I added grab bars to the wall. So,
you know, Sierra Lawrence has what they call the Brixen series now, I think. The bypass slider, and that's, barn style. That's really nice.
Is it?
Came out with a new one. Did they came out with a new one, right? Tim?
It's a new one. I think it's called Brixen. Brixen?
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah, it looks pretty good.
And the bumpers are in the head bracket.
Yeah.
So they bypass completely. Because I had one where a regular fixed panel on a sliding door could only leave about 16 inches or 17 inches to get in.
And with his anything you need, just you get the full. My God, just let me know. I mean, we'll try to help you any way we can.
Oh, okay.
So this is a barn door. Okay.
I know, but I hope they can get him some comfort, you know.
Yeah, so right. So the Brixen is actually a barn door enclosure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. When it first came out, they didn't have the instructions with it. So I was trying to
I hadn't seen that. I'll have to check that out. Yeah, because you know, even with that like that cottage series or whatever, I mean that is something where you could stock some of those. You could buy a few of those kits, you know, and just stock them and then and do kind of like I was saying before. But they are, man, those headers are honking. They're massive.
4x4.
Yeah, they're huge. But there is that advantage, you know, that you could have them in stock.
Now the Brixen's looking like a Cambridge.
Yeah, it does. Looks like a Cambridge, yep.
But they move the brackets to the bumpers to the mounting brackets on these.
Okay. Now, by the way, I don't know if anybody has encountered this. It just came to mind. The Serenity? Wait, what's the cheaper one? The Serenity from CRL?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, they have a heavier duty version of that. It's like the Senior Serenity.
Is it still like a square?
Yeah.
Letter? Yeah.
It is. It's a little bit bigger on everything and heavier duty. I had a situation I needed it and had a slider with a return panel. It was great. Worked really? Great.
So is it like the Serenity in that you drill the hole yourself for the standoffs, for the fixed panel and all that?
I believe you do. Yes, I didn't install it. My guys did, but I believe you do.
Yeah, I mean, one kind of advantage about that, I didn't really like it back when I tried it. I did a few of those, and I didn't really like them very much. But one advantage to that is that you can put the holes where you want in the fixed panel instead of having them 22 inches on center and having them not the same distance from the ends, which, you know, probably everybody here hates.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, it's funny, usually the customer doesn't even notice it. But it drives me crazy the whole time. So it's cool to be able to, you know, have that symmetry.
Right, right.
And yeah. If you don't drill the hole center, dead center, you're in trouble.
What's that now, Adrian?
I got it. And if you don't drill those holes dead center, you're in trouble.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was talking about, really, is that, like, that's what I hated about doing them on site, because you're right. I mean...
Nah, I'll stick to the crescent. Those are easy to do, man. You know they're off a little bit. You just gotta know the, you know, deductions and stuff like that. Make sure you cut from the right side of the bar. And because if you don't, you'd be like me. I got stuck one time, didn't pay attention and cut off the wrong side of the bar. I'm like, damn it! So I had to flip it around, put the holes to the top, and drill new holes.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, that's a little bit of work. You know, it's a little bit.
Customer didn't notice the difference.
So yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, the bar on the Serenity series is 1 1/8 for your normal one, and the heavy duty is 9/16".
Well, that's quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is definitely more stout.
Yeah.
I haven't found out more or looked into it, but over at the show, in the CRL booth, they had barn door sliders from Crown Lab. I don't know if you guys had heard of Crown Lab. It was something Keith mentioned a while back, and they're here local with us. They're in Portland. But they were at the show. Crown Lab was up in the CRL booth. So I haven't checked with my Crown Lab guys about what's going on and how they're partnering. I looked it up on the CRL site and nothing comes up, but I'm waiting to see what that looks like.
It's
the ones with like out of the box rollers, like those kind of crazy roller systems. Is that who that is?
Yeah,
they are fancy schmancy. They're like the most expensive showers anyone could buy, and you could go really tall and half inch glass, and it is smooth. It's nice.
And they use their roller systems for like any kind of doors, right? Too, like wood doors, steel doors. Yeah, we've seen them. We haven't seen showers yet here with their stuff, but if it's CRL, I'm sure it'll come. But we've seen them on entry doors quite a bit. Really, really nice stuff.
Yeah, they do have a series just for glass doors now. That they're nice. Pricey too.
We have one of their it's Loki, I believe, is their no. I can't remember which one is for showers, but we have one in our showroom, and it is it's the most expensive that you can buy. So it really helps us sell the other ones. We say, hey, here's this one. This will be about $6,000-$7,000, and
this
then
one you could be paying right here.
Yeah, now $3,000 doesn't seem so bad, does it?
Yeah, it's like 50% off.
Deal.
Nice. Yeah. I mean, those. I like those Cambridge. I mean, they're like so easy and so fast. So try to steer people away from the single barn doors, you know, because they're actually more work to put in my experience, than a Cambridge. You know, it's like you do the Cambridge, it's like two holes on each side, boom, put in a guide.
Yeah, I agree with you, Chris. And I learned how to put that in from watching your video.
Yeah.
I was looking. I ordered one. I'm like, all right, how do you put this in? So I just YouTube in. Oh, shoot. There's Chris. So I watched it. Nice. Made it easy for me. I was like, all right. Went to go do it. Oh, yeah. Okay. Nice. So, but I modified a little bit. Huh?
You're ordering that as a package from Oldcastle, right?
I do not order from Oldcastle no more. I order from Glass Shop now. But yeah, I buy the kit from FHC and then I get the glass from Glass Shop. Yeah.
In the Chris, package, are you buying them as a package or do you buy them separate?
Oh yeah, he's getting it separate because he's getting the hardware from FHC and he's getting the glass from Glass Shop.
Yeah. No, I'm asking, are you doing that? Are you buying them as a package or are you buying separate?
Yeah, I like that's what I'm doing because I'm ordering from Oldcastle. So they'll just drop off the kit and there's like no freight.
Yeah.
And they give me the price that we get from CRL. I think a better price, actually. I think I'm getting a lower price than CRL's lowest price from ordering it straight from Oldcastle. So
right now FHC has a sale.
You get a way better deal through Oldcastle on CRL versus buying direct.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like almost half on some stuff.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. And like, so yeah, getting back to that thing with the Crescent versus the Cambridge, it's like the Crescent kit costs more. The Cambridge kit costs more than the Crescent, but it's like it really takes less time, in my experience, to put in the Cambridge. So it's like I'm actually kind of discounting. If people want to buy, I'm trying to make the price about the same for the two. Because I think it's about a wash. I think you make up in labor what you pay extra in hardware. I mean, pretty close. Yeah. I think like about you can do it like within $100. Be like, hey, look, for another $100, why don't you just get that?
So Chris, I buy mine from my glass from Glass Fab, and I price it both ways. Me getting from Oldcastle with the hardware, buying it separately with FHC, I'm still saving almost like $80 by ordering separately.
Even after you pay the freight and everything.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, I know, Glass Fab, I know they're like cutting prices like crazy.
They are. So they got to do my 3/8. I'm not going to say how much my 3/8 price is for clear and my low iron. It's cheap. It's cheap. I'm like, all right. They lured me in.
And it's worth every penny of it. You get exactly what you pay for.
And they matched my surcharge, so my surcharge is cheap. The fabrication is cheap. The only thing is with GlassFab and Oldcastle is that if they have to cut anything out of square and stuff or funky, you'll eat a lot of it. So when I have something funny like that, I'll go to Oldcastle and order from them because it's usually a little cheaper. So I'll play around.
But yeah. Yeah.
Well, on Glass Fab, they don't charge. They only charge you the surcharge on the glass.
Yes.
Oldcastle charges the surcharge on the whole bill.
Yeah.
Polishing, holes, everything.
Yes.
Glass Fab doesn't charge for
the surcharge on polishing holes, hinge cutouts, or any of that stuff.
That's only if you buy the kit, right? If you buy hardware from them, right?
I mean,
you got to buy hard. But you got to buy hardware and glass from them. They won't charge.
Surcharge. Just glass.
Really?
Yeah, ours has just come down to the convenience because, I mean, I get guaranteed, well, right now I'm only getting 2 days a week, but it's, you know, Tuesday, Thursday, and I can order up to, you know, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock from Old Castle and still get it next day.
Yeah, that's what I love about Old Castle too, man. They were good like that. But the thing is, I've been trying to – Yeah, my the only thing is the pricing, though. I mean, it's like, do they came with this? You guys see my pricing? Like, damn, it'll be hard to pass it up, too. It's like,
yeah. Yeah, my price from GlassFab isn't too far off from Old Castle. But it's like, there is some stuff that's a little bit cheaper, but it's just, they get so finicky with, you know, with, oh, you're ordering hardware, because I like to order some of my own hardware. And, you know, as soon as I say glass only, then they're like, oh, well, you know, you have to do the breakdowns. You have to do this. You have to do that. And just, you know, with Old Castle, I can just send in my, even though I'm already doing my own breakdowns, we've got it down where I can send my drawing. They send me the confirmation. I just sign off and it's a done deal. And she turns it around pretty quick.
Do you know, you don't have Shards Online?
I do. We just...
But you know, you can send your order straight from there to them, right? Without having to do all that.
Yeah.
And still do your breakdowns. And still do your breakdowns.
Yeah, I haven't gotten it set up with GlassFab yet. It's just the convenience.
No. I'm talking about Old Castle.
Oh, right. Yeah, we tried and it was unsuccessful so far. I still have to shake it out, but yeah, I just my way right now.
Adrian, are you using the new version of Showers Online?
I bounce around from. I don't like the web version. I like the old Citrix one. That's what I'm looking
at. I don't think
right
you
now.
Can order straight from the new one. I think it's still beta, actually, and I don't think you can order straight from there. Like
you can order straight. You can't order straight from Old Castle.
Not from the web-based one, I don't think.
Oh, okay. No, I use Citrix probably 99% of the time, anyways. Sometimes it takes forever for it to download when I open it up. It takes a long time to download, so I'm like, you know what, screw it, you know. Citrix opens up quick, right away for me, and I just work off that.
Yeah, there are some pros and cons. There are some things about the new one that I do like. It's easy to work with in some ways, but you're right. It does take a long time to load. Sometimes it doesn't load at all. And there are some things that I don't really.
Even the part that you send, like the rendering to your customer with the pricing, even that takes a long time to open up too. Now I'm like, damn, you know, that's a good selling point for your customer because they can see, they can interact with the shower, they can open it, how it looks like. You know, sometimes you get an error now. I'm like, okay, well, that's not good.
Yep. You're right. And that's not good.
No.
That makes you look bad.
It does. Bootleg it. No.
I ordered a corner shower, three pieces on Monday. Got them today.
From GlassFab?
From GlassFab.
So did I. I did that too. They're pretty quick too over here. Yeah. I get pretty good. They don't come this way. They're trying to come more north. And so they're trying to get here and Chico and stuff. So they're forcing their way up here. So they're, you know, if I have one unit, they'll still bring it to me, even though it's a little bit out of their way.
But they're hauling glass up into Oregon and Washington.
Yeah, I know, huh?
Wow. They're hungry.
Yeah.
Yep.
They are. They're like ready to make a deal.
And I think those are big jobs, though. They're all up there.
Now, did you guys say that Old Castle is also supplying you, like the Cambridge and the Crescent?
Yes.
A lot cheaper.
They're owned by the same company.
Yeah, I know, but it's a lot cheaper.
Yeah.
100% way cheaper.
It's cheaper than the cheapest price that CRL offers.
Well, good, good. I'm going to look into that because they didn't have those kits back when I started. You know, they were offering all the other hardware, standard stuff like hinges and clamps and handles. They, at the time, didn't have the sliders. So that's good. Good to know.
Yeah, I might revisit that, you know, cottage series. You know, you got me thinking, Mike, about that, you know. Maybe I will revisit that.
If it's tall, like 80 inches or taller, I think it looks great. So no side jams, you know, you hang the deal, hang your doors. Of course, the curb, you have to kind of tape it down and then silicone it and let that cure, you know. And but that's not a big deal. We don't have a problem with that.
Now, I missed it. That cottage series, is it for 3/8 or is that for quarter?
3/8.
Got it. Okay.
I think you can do either, right? I mean,
I'm not sure. I think if I remember right, it's probably 5/16 or 3/8. They might have a quarter inch. I think you're right. I think they might have a quarter inch. I've never used it.
How much is like a 60 by 80 inches to say in brushed nickel with using that with the glass? How much do you pay?
We're probably now selling it around $1,400, but it used to be a lot less.
What's their cost though?
Ooh, it's been so long since I've looked at that. I hate to venture into that, but if we're selling it for 14, our cost with glass and everything is probably, shoot, I hate to even guess, probably 600 or less.
Yeah, that's pretty good, because I mean, shoot, some of like what Chris was saying on the more custom stuff from WBS, I mean, for just a standard quarter inch slider in matte black, it's close to like 650 or so.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I could be wrong.
Yeah, it's probably a little over 600, but it's not that bad.
So for a 3/8, 80 inches, 60 by 80, a 3/8 glass with brushed nickel, I'm paying $473.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah, that's
60 by 80.
Yeah, yeah.
I need to call 60
by 80, yep.
And they drop the whole thing off, right? Right in your yard in the middle of the night.
Yep, and they're ready to go.
In the snow.
Well, you know what? Yeah. And they're short drivers right now, so instead of getting 3 deliveries a week, now we're only getting 2. It's kind of bummy, but it's okay.
There you go.
And they're coming out with a new satin brass frame, too, a slider. It should be out next month.
That's popular now, isn't it?
About time.
Yeah.
Like that.
I did 2 sand brass shower units last week, and I'm like, what the heck? A lot of people are doing the sand brass and black mix in their bathroom. Are you guys getting that too?
Did one today. Satin brass.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do a lot of satin brass now. A lot.
It's growing on me. Before, I'm like, gold again. But
yeah,
it's
not nearly as ugly as the old gold, though. You know?
Yeah, the old gold, but it's growing on me. I like it.
Yeah, I've got a satin brass and black bathroom in my own house.
Okay,
I'll say like, choices the word.
If you did an all white tile and you know and stuff like that, add that into it, man. I was like, it looks freaking sick. Dude. It looks nice, clean.
Yeah, where did the time go?
Almost like Christmas colors, huh?
Yeah.
It's almost Christmassy in the bathtub. Yep. The satin brass twinkling in the twilight.
Where'd the time go?
Yep.
All right.
Big call, guys.
That was fun.
Good information, guys.
All right.
All right. Good night, guys.
See you next Wednesday.
Yeah. Good night.
We'll see you. Bye.
Hey, this is Chris Phillips, and I want to thank you for listening to the podcast. You may want to join the Shower Door Professionals group on Facebook. Just go to Facebook and search for Shower Door Pros, and you'll find us. I look forward to seeing you.